When you come into relationship with impermanence, with suffering, with a non-solid self, then paradoxically you can work more skillfully with the causes and conditions because you're actually in contact with them instead of what you think. And this allows for the clarity of intention and commitment. So when the Buddha sat down on that fateful night, he had an extremely clear intention and an extremely deep commitment. The equanimity wasn't, however it goes, fine. It's not what happened. It was, I will not get up from this seat until I see the nature of reality and I am free. Intention is like what matters to us. And it's powerful. Like when we're not just led around by like, I just want comfort, I don't want discomfort, I just want We can't like find the power of our intention and our commitment. And when we find a little more equanimity, we can. And that deepens equanimity further. It's like a ballast. So that night that the Buddha sat, when Mara would show up, all the liking, not liking, all the, I see you, Mara, the clarity and the kindness. The Buddha didn't say like, I see you, Mara, get out. It was like, I see you, Mara, and those weapons become flowers in the face of loving kindness, in the face of clarity and of receive, allow, accept. So right now, you could tune into this element in you of what matters to you right now, this day, this week, this month. It's like drop that question in with curiosity and respect. In these times, in my family, in my practice, what matters? And when I ring the bell, the invitation is not to a novel about it. When you listen into the heart, mind, and the gut too, the gut will often speak like, here's what matters. Like for me, it's protecting people however I can. And you see what it is for you. And name that to your partner. We'll be without speaker listener. Relying on the guidelines. Pause. Relax, open. Attune to the emergence of discovering what really matters to you beyond comfort and discomfort. Now.